Back here in the Dave Cave, Dave, and Justin, glad you could join us. But before we get started and have some fun and frivolity, as we usually do, we'll a little sad note from the family. Our Uncle Gary passed away unexpectedly over the weekend. We just spent, I don't know, it was about a month ago. We were down in Padre Island, less than a month ago. Yeah. And just had a great time with Gary and his wife Elaine and Sean and Letty and the girl. So little shout out to Uncle Gary. He's in a better place. We're going to miss him, no doubt about it. I know you and Mom are going down for the funeral and stuff. I can't get off work, but I know you're going, and you're going to be a pallbearer, are you not?
Yep. So yeah, I agreed.
Yep. So again, to Sean, Letty, Elaine, everybody down here, Meemaw. I talked to her earlier today, just to tell you, kind of things we'll get through everything, but
thoughts
sad
and prayers.
To see. What's that?
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, sad to see it, but again, God bless him. That's a guy I can tell you this. He didn't have any reservations about life. My man lived life.
Oh,
to the
no,
full.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt in that at all.
Yeah.
That's all I've known is he's been the cool Uncle Gary my entire life.
The entire life.
The partier, the big time partier. We found, Mom was looking at pictures last night, and she found one when we first started dating. And a picture of Gary, I think it was probably Christmas, at Nana's house, and little Sean running around. I mean, little Sean running around.
He caught Chandler or Maddie's girdle, I think, at the wedding.
Do you remember that? That's right.
Yeah.
Did he?
I'll have to show you the video. But yeah, he caught it and he just strutted like, yeah, that's right,
garter?
Boys.
He caught the garter?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because he was single at the time, or he wasn't married. So he was up there. He beat all the, college age kids. Hilarious. Yeah, Yeah.
That's a guy that lived life to the fullest.
He definitely did, yeah.
No, I'm telling you, he's just a great guy. So, again, hat tip to Gary. At some point over the weekend, I'll tip a glass in his memory while you guys are down in Padre. So
I got Swenson's the other day in his memory.
There you go. Because, yeah, he would,
every time he'd come home to Akron, he'd have to get, that was the first thing, he said this. That was the first thing he did every time he got home was go straight to Swenson's.
Straight to Swenson's.
And then Nana's house.
Yep.
Like, it was literally one, then the other.
Well, because he would have to, because she wanted it too. So
he'd
have to get Nana some too. So.
But that was a routine of his, he said.
Yep. Yeah. So, yeah, hat tip to Uncle Gary and to Sean and all them down there. Our thoughts and prayers as you go through this rough time. It's never easy, but we're here for you if you need us, big boy. So keep that in mind. All right, now let's move on. And, we left the last time we were here. I talked about Justin and the great Crapper Caper.
Yeah.
And the one thing I've learned is, as he's gotten older, things have not changed, Justin.
Yeah.
You still like to spend an hour and a half in the bathroom.
Yeah, totally.
You love to stay in the shower. And you love to watch videos while you're taking care of business in the bathroom.
Bruh. Yeah, it takes a while.
That's actually a pretty common thing for people nowadays.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want, but everybody does it. That's nothing new. That's nothing you could bash me on. It is in common standards of what happens in the bathroom nowadays.
Not for an hour.
I have stomach issues that I'm trying to figure out.
See, I can't do the whole phone on the toilet thing because I'd have to wash my hands. Because it's just a sanitary.
Well, you don't wash your hands anyway.
Well, I wash my hands, but I'm just saying, while I'm using my phone and I just touch my butt wiping it, no.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm not arguing with you one bit. So we take this, as we just mentioned, we're on our trip down to Padre Island. And again, Justin, as he likes to do, is always in the bathroom. So we fly into Columbus after a long day of flying.
Yep.
And where does he go right away? Because he has to inspect. I'm not sure if he took care of business in there or not. I have no idea. He has his Uncle Nate in him because that's what your uncle used to do. He had to go inspect every toilet wherever we were at. And my mom would always be like, there he goes. I don't care where we are at. Uncle Nate had to go to the bathroom.
So this is at the airport in Columbus.
This is at the airport.
Okay. Airport in Columbus.
Okay.
So we get all our crap, so to speak. Get on our little tram back to the green lot?
Red lot.
Yeah, the middle one. Get off the trolley, get over to the car, and all of a sudden I see this. Patting himself down. Well, wait a minute, where's my phone? And I'm like, well, you better go run back down there. Somebody was still on, who was on the bus still with us?
Critch and Mark.
Yes. I said, well, call Aunt Christy and see if your phone is on there. And then all of a sudden his face goes ash and he goes, I know where it's at.
You left it on the crapper.
He left it on the ledge on the crapper, did you not?
Not the ledge, the toilet paper thing. Like the toilet paper on top of the toilet paper dispenser in the stall.
That's just unfortunate.
No, that's fortunate. I'm surprised somebody didn't take it.
Exactly. Well, and nobody, it was dead that day. Think about when we were, there was not that many people at the airport. I thought about that too, because I used the big stall.
Well, here's where I was going to go. Wasn't nobody going to follow you, I can guarantee that.
That's fair too.
So nobody was going near that
stall.
You
used the handicap stall when there was nobody at the airport?
There was no handicap sign on it.
That's
I know.
What the big stall is
for.
I know. I work
Could
in
you
a hospital.
Imagine?
That's like parking in the handicap zone.
Could you imagine Curtis coming back from Houston? He's in a wheelchair. He was in the ward. Can't walk. He goes to use the bathroom, and Justin's sitting in there in the handicap stall on his phone watching videos.
Listen, if I would have saw the wheels underneath, I would have rushed myself. I would have got out.
No, you wouldn't have. You don't know how to rush yourself.
You act like I don't know how to be a polite human being.
Well, no, you are that. I'll give you that.
Yeah, you're polite, but so that's funny.
His face just he knew right away. He's like, I know where it's at.
And Alex then pulled it up on her phone because he tracks my phone. She's like, yep, I know exactly. It's in the bathroom.
See, I thought maybe it was on because some bathrooms. I don't know.
Well, that's not that bad because you guys got in the car, I'm assuming, and just went up to their arrivals.
Well, the line was so long, I made him get out and run up the.
I didn't run. I didn't run.
We know.
Yeah,
you could have went to the departures, too.
Well, that's. I think what he did was I put him in depart. I told him, go the departure route. We'll meet you up top.
Yes.
And then we came back around. And he was luckily he found it. I did. I honestly thought it was like on a shelf. You had left it sitting on a shelf. So it was on top of the teepee.
In the stall, yeah.
And it was sitting right there. Boy, are you.
Is that your son?
And dad was so pissed, and I knew he was going to be pissed, obviously. So I got in the car, I slammed the door shut, and I turned around like I had an audience and was like, all right, everybody check their pockets, because if I have to turn this car around, I'm not going to be happy.
Yikes.
I mean, we had just gotten home. We'd just gotten in there. We were ready to go, and there he is. Pat, I knew he was patting himself. What are you doing? He was patting himself down, looking for it. I'm like, here it comes. I thought maybe it fell out and he had lost it on the train on the bus, but no, he left it in the crapper.
Legend. Someone stole it on the bus, and better, I'm happy I left it in the crapper.
Well, again, we'd have called Aunt Christie, and she'd have grabbed it for you.
I guess that's fair.
Yeah. So, but boy, this whole from not living with you for a while, I forgot just how bad you are with the bathroom.
Oh yeah, it's a.
I mean,
again, I have to coordinate and make sure I wake up. Like, I can't sleep in on a day if he's working. Because, again, I go to take a shower. It's cold. it's toast. It's done.
What are you doing in there? Well, no, I don't want to know what you're doing in there. Get out of the shower.
I told you what I do in there.
Again,
it's the same every
thank
time.
Thank God. Our water bill is expensive and it's flat. And now I know why. Because they probably have people in the complex that do what he does and just sit in the shower all day.
Could be. You need to move somewhere with a pool. That's what you need to do.
Yeah, no shit.
And just stay in the pool all day long.
I would if I could.
Well, no, you weren't in the pool that much down in Padre.
Yeah, you
weren't in there as much.
Vinny, can you stop?
Stop. Don't leave that poor fellow alone.
He's trying to bite my fingers. I don't want to play with him right now.
He's just doing his thing. Well, again, the good thing about it is you got your phone, and we don't have to worry about that because... I was just like, what are we doing? Because I knew you had it because we were somewhere. No, you had shown it to me because we're getting off the plane. So I knew it was at least in Ohio.
Yes.
Yeah, I just didn't know it was.
Yeah, that'd suck if it was still in Dallas or wherever the heck you guys were at.
Yeah. So, well.
And again, that's also the problem with me sometimes because I'm not on my phone religiously. So I can go hours at a time without looking
at
my phone. So I just forget about
it. We know.
This is what I. Thank you. Go ahead, David, before I rip into it.
No, yeah, no, we know.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say. We've had this conversation before.
Yeah, we don't
before.
Need to have it again.
This conversation has been had multiple times.
God, don't get me started.
I know. It's just, yeah.
Love you like no other.
I have a feeling my life will end up like Krieg's, just moving in the middle of nowhere and cutting myself off.
You don't even actively cut yourself off. You just don't check your phone.
Yeah, no, you ain't like Krieg's.
And honestly, at some point...
I totally could do that.
Well, honestly, it's probably a good thing he's not on his phone a lot. Because, you know, they track your screen time. You could see how often you use your phone.
Yeah.
So I bet you his is on the lower end for his age.
Oh, I would bet.
I can guarantee it.
Oh, I would bet.
Unless if you're counting days at work. Like, I kind of want to see a day where you're at home doing nothing, just at the house.
Oh.
Because I bet you at work, it's just there.
Yeah.
You got something on in the background. But
well, at home, you're on the computer, so you
that's what I'm
be
saying.
On your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My friends and I do that all the time where we're like, okay, it's been a couple of months, post a picture of your screen time on your phone, and then we just roast each other because It's so bad. Your nephew is so bad.
As being on it?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
But, well, your nephew and nephew-in-law are both just terrible.
Well, Chandler, I know that guy.
He is so bad.
I that guy there.
I know. They're both.
I mean, he's got the whole TV thing going on. He's got his phone. I mean, dude.
Yeah.
Come on, play with the kid. Do something.
That's why I talked to Maddie today. I was like, what's he going to do when they ban TikTok? Like, when it actually goes through? She's like, I don't know. I don't know. He's screwed. So
he is something
else. At some point, he's just going to steal Layla's iPad when his phone dies.
Yeah, I know. I bet you.
She's addicted to it, too. She called me the one day on it. Then she drops it on the phone, and you see her walk by.
She dropped it on the floor.
Next thing you know, you see her walk by. Like, hey, Layla. And she'll look down like, what's going on here? Unreal.
Man.
Speaking of little crappers, little babies, what's the latest update on my granddaughter?
We just did the 18-week anatomy scan last week, so we're on week 19.
Wow.
Crazy.
Going fast.
Almost halfway there.
Yeah.
Cooking.
Technically is halfway.
What'd you say?
Probably...
I said cooking. Yeah. It's cooking.
And now she's getting to the point where she's showing and actually looks pregnant, so she doesn't feel as bad, because, like, forever she's like, well, I just look like I gained a little weight versus having a kid. You know, the typical women thinking.
I know better than to say anything. I don't even want to look that way, because I don't want to say, is she showing?
Yes.
Is she? Okay. Yes. Well, I didn't know last time I saw her she wasn't when we were on vacation. I couldn't tell.
Oh, no, it's definitely, yeah, for sure. She's getting a little bump.
Okay. She's feeling good?
Good enough. I mean, she got pink eye on vacation. I don't know if you guys talked about that at all.
No, we
didn't.
Yeah, so halfway through, we did our baby announcement photos on Facebook on the beach, and literally later that night, she was like, man, my eye hurts.
Oh, it was bad looking, too.
It was bad looking. We even spent 9 hours in the ER a week ago for it.
Yeah.
Just because it got to the point where she couldn't even see straight. Like, she's like, you're going to have to drive. Like, I can't see.
Yeah.
Well, just for them to say nothing. It was a viral form of pink eye that even the drops are for a bacteria.
But I thought I heard her tell mom she's got to go back for something.
Yeah, so we had literally this morning an eye doctor appointment for her. And they were like, yeah, it's just inflamed. Just clean it out more. Just keep cleaning it.
Okay.
Hot compress, nothing crazy.
Okay. But the baby's good. Everything's...
Baby's good. We did another ultrasound and there was a lot more pictures that we saw while we were there than what we actually got to look at and share with people. So we saw everything.
We're sure it's a girl?
Yes.
Ain't no twink down there, huh?
Oh, my God.
No.
It's not bothering me one bit. Because, you know, sometimes...
Are you sure?
No, not mom telling you.
There's no hope.
There's no... Please.
Oh, my God.
No. I'm telling you, I'm ready to go. Get this kid out. Softball and golf, I'm ready.
I was about to say, you got lucky with two boys.
Because the Lord only gives you what he knows you can handle.
I tell Elizabeth that every day.
That's exactly right. He only gives you...
You think I can handle a girl?
Yes. Like, you're a great dad. I have no worries whatsoever. None. I think he'll do just fine as long as you answer your phone. I think he'll be just fine.
Pick up the damn phone, dude.
Yeah. So
we need to get him the reverse life alert. If somebody texts him, it's on his freaking neck and he gets an alert.
Jeez, OP.
It stops ringing whenever you actually open up the text.
Oh, and the shopping has begun.
I know.
Has she shown you?
For who?
Mom, is she showing you?
Mom is not, but just on Alex shopping and her family.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know why she's shopping. She got two baby showers. I told her that the one day. I'm like, you're crazy.
Yeah,
you're about to get all this for free.
Well, to be fair, the money wasn't hers to spend.
Okay. Well.
All right. I mean, that's different. But, yeah, mom's starting to get there. That's all I'm going to tell you. Packages are coming left and right. And I'm like,
you go to bed before mom too. So whenever you're in bed, she's just sitting there on a laptop, like, oh,
literally.
No.
That's it. She's just sitting in the living room with TV on.
Yeah.
Don't go there. I'm well aware of that. It's either that or she's on Facebook with her friends.
Oh, yeah.
And we know what we mean by friends. Yeah. So, yeah, nobody would even go there. But, yeah, the shopping has begun. I will say this about mom. I'm kind of surprised. It hasn't. I thought the moment you told us that would be, leave me alone, I'm getting online. And she didn't. I mean, it took a while for her to start ordering stuff, but yeah, the packages are coming in. There's more and more coming in. I'm like, okay.
God bless Amazon, baby.
What's that?
It's a God bless Amazon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All
day. No doubt. No doubt. So you got the shower set or no?
The dating stuff?
Yeah, for baby showers?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
Don't ask me. I don't know nothing.
Okay, Dad and I don't know.
We figured this out in the pool on vacation.
That's between the grandmas and her.
That's news to me.
Damn.
I have no idea. So, okay. Well, that's good. It's all. As long as everybody's got it taken care of, I'm good with that.
But, yeah, we're so excited, especially Alex. She's like, I love this kid so much. I just want her to be here so bad.
Yeah.
So we're just very excited and ready for Marley to be here. I am too.
Well, I mean, everybody's ready to go. Now just as your brother said, just keep cooking.
Keep cooking, baby.
The classic hurry up and wait.
Yeah, that's all this is. Be prepared. And you can't be prepared anyway, so don't matter. Yeah, but we'll get into that as everything gets closer. Now, the big news.
What's the big news?
You ate half of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is a common American thing at this point, I would imagine.
Not in my family.
Well, true. I'm honestly surprised Uncle Nate never got one.
That is true.
I'm going to keep
that
a buck.
The people?
You would think.
Yeah, I don't think he has a smoker.
He's never smoked stuff.
Not that I'm aware of. Just his old-fashioned handmade cigars or cigarettes, and that was it. He don't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, here's the other thing. I texted, Matt, Mr. Chef. He never got back to me.
Oh, well.
Did he change his phone number?
Way to go, Matt.
Yeah. Way to go, brother.
I don't know.
Way to go, Maroon.
I think I still have his phone number.
Help a brother.
Did it show up blue or green?
It showed up blue.
Well, yeah, he's there. He just didn't.
Blew me off.
Yeah.
I mean, damn. My own cousin could take time because I needed some. You know, I've never had a smoker. I've never done it before.
Well, you did a good job. I thought it was delicious.
Yes, I thought it was very good, and I thought the bark was delicious on it. Mom, I thought probably a little too much pepper on it, but Elizabeth said she liked pepper.
I liked it, too.
I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, I thought the pepper was fine.
If I do the next one, I will put it on maybe 40 minutes to an hour later. I think it was on just a tad bit too long.
Yeah.
This time, but it was still, I mean, the flavor was outstanding.
Oh, yeah. No, I was pleasantly surprised. I went in with zero expectations.
The burnt ends were.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was.
God, were
they
good.
That was really, really, really good.
Well, I told you, I'm on the bike when I was texting you. I'm riding the bike trying to get this fat ass in shape. And I just said to you, I don't know what it's going to taste like. But my God, does this house smell heavenly. Because all the windows were open.
Oh.
And the moment I put it on and you put the pellets in. And it starts to smoke. You're just like, oh my!
Isn't that crazy? Because I mean, to get a smoker nowadays, I mean that Ninja thing isn't that expensive. Like back in the day, you have to have that big ass thing.
Traeger.
Yeah, we were looking at those. They were like $600 on that thing. I'm honestly glad we didn't. I almost bought it that day. I hope you know. When we were at that Home Depot looking at stuff, I almost bought it.
Oh, that Traeg?
Yeah, just for you to have it. But now I'm glad you waited and got this thing for Christmas.
Well, I don't know who bought this.
I think it was a joint. Mom and I, or mom found it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But
wasn't it a Christmas gift?
It was.
But I don't know, if you all three went in on it.
I'm sure we did.
But yeah, it was. It's if you plug this thing in, and I mean, really, all you do is turn the dial, set the degree, set the time.
And then you go to sleep.
And leave. I did mine this afternoon.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. You don't have to worry about it. Yeah.
It's not. Here's the thing. It's not big enough to do one of those where I would set it in the morning and then let mom. You just can't put enough meat on it to do that. So this, I had 7-pound brisket on there.
Yeah.
So that's more than enough.
I'll tell you what, though. If you're ever going to smoke stuff in there, I would definitely keep going to that Pataskala Meat Market then.
Well, they were talking about it might be closing.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
Have you ever been in there?
No.
Oh, my God. You walk in there, and they smoke, too. I mean, they'll cater for you.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Holy mother
you know what?
Of God.
I take that back. Right around the time they opened when I graduated high school, and one of my friends actually catered their brisket or pulled pork or something, and it was really good.
Oh, my God.
Now that I think about it.
You walk in there, and it was just heavenly smelling.
Oh,
and they've
man,
got beautiful.
That sucks if they might be going out of
business.
Yeah,
they got beautiful steaks and everything.
I remember everybody saying their prices are expensive, but if it's local
well,
and everything.
Well, when you go to a meat market, but you're going to get a better you should be getting a better cut of meat.
Yeah, you should be getting the good stuff.
And my man come out with that brisket. He says, well, what size you want? He says, we have them between 10 and 16. And I'm like, well. Somewhere in the middle, give me that. And I think I ended up getting a 14-pounder, and I froze the other part of it. So whenever I'm ready to make another brisket, I'll take that thing out. But I got to tell you something: as soon as I took that out, I took a little piece of that bark off of there. Hell's bells! You could have taken me to heaven right then and there, and I'd have been all right. Mom came over and I gave her a bite. She's like, "Oh my God!"
That's the thing. My coworkers at my last job when I worked at Columbus, because again, everybody works from home. They're like, some of the guys started doing smoking stuff. I'm like, yeah, that's a good idea. You know, you're at home all day.
Yep.
Just let it ride.
Yep.
I might have to do that at some point.
So I told you I'm going to try some chicken wings next.
Yeah,
that's going to be the test. Yeah.
The test will be the ribs.
The ribs.
You're right.
If we can get a good Donny rib going, because again, because nobody's made ribs as good as Sito.
I agree.
Everybody agrees with that.
Well, do you know where we're going for Mother's Day dinner?
No.
Hickory House, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Hell yeah.
Now that's a good rib there.
Yeah, Columbus.
Now, come on.
Now, apparently, there's I think Hank's Barbecue near campus. Elizabeth said it's really good. I haven't had it yet. We'll have to go.
Hank's,
I think. I'll have to ask. But I'll have to go try that. But once she has Hickory House, I guess that'll be the determining factor if we go there.
Yeah. No, Hickory House is just the bomb.
Yeah.
But yep, got to do ribs, got to do chicken. I've had smoked meatloaf before, and it was delicious.
Make a fatty.
A fatty in there.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot all about the fatty.
The classic meat log.
Call up Josh.
Oh, yeah. Go, he made it good. Oh. Mine makes a good one, but Josh's was
the
best. The
goat, you know?
Yeah, that was the best.
I miss him.
Yeah.
Damn.
Cooper turned 16.
Isn't that crazy?
Coop!
Ugh.
16. Look out now. But yeah, I got the smoker out and was just a little nervous doing it. I did the dry rub. I put it in overnight and let it just sit in the fridge and marinate.
Zero expectations, but man, that was blew my socks off, honestly.
Well, again, you guys are going to have to come over.
And think about this, too. I just had a whole bunch of that stuff in Texas.
Yep.
So that's why I was like, okay, this is actually... It reminded me of it. I said that right away. I was like, wow.
It was good. So now I'm going to have you guys, when we do the wings, we'll do them together. And then when we do the ribs, we'll do them together too.
Oh, yeah.
So we can figure out what in the hell we're doing. Because, man, I just want them to come out. But the great thing about this smoker is it can turn into a grill. It can turn into an air fryer. You can bake in the thing. I mean, it's got anything.
It's a Swiss
you
Army
do.
Knife.
Yeah. I mean, it's great.
Can you control it from your phone?
Mom's not sure if the one we have you can. The guy that I watched on YouTube, his you can.
Hmm.
So he said there are plenty of times where he'll, you know, get everything ready, put it in before he goes to work, and then he'll be at work. Hour or two later, he'll punch it up and let it start cooking.
That's crazy.
I mean, that's pretty damn good.
That's awesome.
That's pretty good.
We live in a great time, but also the worst time.
I know. It's the best of times.
I mean, that is pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Hey, what you doing over there in your cubicle? I'm getting my smoke
on. I'm adjusting the temperature on my smoker at home.
What are you doing? Not that.
Not that. But yeah, man, it was. And you know, I've been wanting one of them for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is something you've been cooking on, literally.
So I am just a happy, happy camper that I can finally. And that's the beauty of that thing. I mean, if we want to go somewhere.
You can take it.
Take it.
Yeah.
Like,
when you get your RV.
If we want to go on vacation and get a house somewhere, you know that thing's going.
Oh, for driving? Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know that baby's going.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the other thing. I mean, it's nice. You can take, like, if we want to go back to Akron and visit Meemaw and them, just take the thing up there and do
smoke.
Some smoking.
Yeah, baby.
Now, the only bad thing about it is it's not, you know, one of the big ones. I mean, it's a tabletop thing. But Mom said you can get... an accessory that you can put a rack in there and you do more if you want. So
I think it's perfect for you.
I do too. Yeah. Again, it's just Mom and I most of the time.
Yeah.
And wings, I can throw a dump bunch in there.
Oh.
So that won't be. The ribs is the only one I'm a little bit worried about. How am I going to do the ribs? I'll have to cut them up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see. Well, what's the matter with you? Your dog is just on it tonight, Justin. This little fella's ready. Oh, he's ready to go.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's game on.
All right. So, yeah, I got the smoker going. I'm all happy about that. What else has been going on?
Alex and I planned another vacation for the end of the month.
End of the month?
Uh-huh.
In May?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going?
Her family, they know people down in South Carolina, and they have a condo, like a two-bedroom condo on Seabrook Island, I think is what it's called, right there on the beach. And they're going the last week of May, and they invited us. All we have to do is pay for gas and food.
Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. I don't need any. I don't even if we're sleeping on the pool out in the living room. I don't give a shit. That's what I did my entire life growing up. Is all we did was sleep on couch and pool outs on vacation.
Piss on that. They need more people to go.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't care. I was like, oh yeah, that sounds fantastic.
Oh yeah.
Tell them we're coming.
So who is it?
Her dad and stepmom.
Okay.
And her sister lives down there. She lives like an hour and a half from the condo place, but she's the one that got it for us.
Yeah.
So she'll drive down with her daughter. We'll
Very
take
nice.
Vinny.
Oh, yeah, if you're driving, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
They're well, wrecked. They ought to have dogs. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, if they own it or if they know who owns it.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but that means still.
The rat gets
so
to go to the
take
beach.
The puppy on the beach.
There you go.
Oh, the rat.
Man, I can wait to see that. That'll be hilarious.
At the end of the month. Literally last week.
So Memorial weekend.
Yes.
So you got out of helping a strawberry festival. That's what I'm hearing. That's terrible.
You hear that?
That is just so wrong.
You hear that?
Yeah, hat tip to all you out there. Kiwanis, Newark Kiwanis Strawberry Festival. It'll be May 31st, June 1st, and 2nd. So just keep that in mind. Come on down, get some good strawberry shortcake.
Yeah, I would have. I worked the 1st anyways. I'm trying to get that off so we can come back that Saturday. So I wouldn't have been able, and Sunday. So I wouldn't have been able to work it anyways.
Gotcha. All right. Gotcha.
Because the only reason I know I could go is because they put our schedule out already that for the rest of the month.
Yeah.
So
see,
that's
he's talking
the only
mad game.
Why we did it.
He's still getting out of the strawberry festival.
Yeah,
let
is.
Me
is
tell you, that strawberry shortcake, though.
It is the best.
Big money. And I didn't used to like it when I was a kid, but now that I like actual strawberries, oh.
Yeah.
It's oh, whatever. I used to cut them.
Yeah.
The whole nine, I used to be in that trailer.
You used to be in the trailer and work it.
Yeah.
Selling.
Oh, my, I would just sit there and eat the strawberry shortcake all day, just the cake itself.
Oh, yeah,
the
homemade cakes.
Part.
Oh.
Ted Cobb over at Camp O'Bannon whips up them biscuits. And
they
man.
Are the best biscuits on the freaking planet. Nothing
so,
comes close.
You got to go.
Never.
They're
oh, my.
So
I,
good.
Good time.
You could write a book about how good those biscuits are.
Yeah, yeah, man.
They are so, so good and just enjoy them. So that'll be coming up. But yeah, you get out of that. But that's cool. I'm glad. You know what? You might as well go because.
This is it, man.
You're going to be locked down, yeah. Brother. You're going to be locked down.
Instead of paying for food and trips, it's going to be diapers.
Oh, yeah. You better know that's right.
Godspeed.
Yeah. And the and when people give you diapers as a shower gift,
you take them.
Go give them a big hug.
That's right. Dad, you ain't got to tell me I know.
You go give them a big hug.
It's good thing y'all got Sam's Club.
One of my other coworkers had his first kid, too, a boy, and he's like, yeah, I spend like $90 a month on diapers.
It's amazing how them little things can eat and crap so much. It's amazing. It's so... Yeah, you'll get to enjoy it. Don't worry about that. So you what are you guys doing? You don't have any vacation time anytime soon, do you?
No, after but the only thing... Well, I mean, I'm going to Canada in August, so that's a little gap there. I'll
for
get
a
you,
week?
Yeah, I'll get you more of your beer, big guy.
Oh, yeah, please.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy?
Notice I've never opened the...
The limited edition
yeah,
ones? No,
I'm
you shouldn't. You should keep those.
Yeah, I'm not opening them.
Yeah, those should just stay in the...
And I think I have maybe one or two of the regular lagers left.
I saw there's one in the fridge upstairs, but I will definitely bring back as much as I'm allowed.
Yeah, that and your ketchup.
Oh, yeah, and the ketchup. Potato again, chips. I'll tell the border agent, look, what, are you declaring anything? No, I just have Lay's ketchup chips and Rush beer. That's it.
That's it.
They'd be like, are you still in college? No, that's all I want.
Well, don't... Yeah, but don't tell them that. They might be like, okay, we're going to take some of it. No, you're not.
No,
put that
no.
Stuff
you
down.
Can take your hour drive and go get it yourself.
So who's all going?
It's basically everybody that went on the bachelor trip, except I don't believe Michael's going, and he can't go.
Yeah, he can't.
But go. Everybody else is.
Speaking of Michael, how's he doing out in California?
He just got a dog. He just got a Great Dane puppy.
Oh, dude. Is he in an apartment?
Yes, but they're moving into a house, apparently.
Who is?
Him and his roommates and his girlfriend.
Oh, I didn't know he had roommates. I thought he was living by himself. In
hell no. In L.A. or in Calabasas?
Yeah, you think they're...
There ain't no way.
I don't know what he's doing. I don't pay no attention
to
him.
That's what I heard. I haven't talked to him in a long time. I get my updates from Jacob.
He got a Great Dane puppy.
Yes.
It's cute as hell, too.
Good. They are cute as hell as a puppy. And then Marmaduke shows up.
They're great dogs, though.
I didn't say they weren't. Marmaduke shows up.
I was kind of surprised to learn it was a Great Dane.
Them are some big... ass
listen
dog
love Michael let him do his thing
that's right I'm not saying anything wrong no I'm not I'm just saying that's a big dog
I love Java I miss her sometimes
that's a big dog
Great Danes are great dogs.
I don't know if Eric's going either now that I think about it too because I think Amy's going to be in the States so
are you staying at the same place that house
oh yeah their cottage up there
yeah
oh yeah
yeah okay
damn it
wasn't sure
it's just green with envy
oh yeah it's a good time
well, I mean
I think Eric's actually starting to look at jobs in Canada now. I think he's getting ready to make the move.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
All the way up to where she's at?
No, I think they're trying to find somewhere in Ontario.
Okay.
So that way it's kind of in between, even though Chris and Ann moved to Florida. Or I don't know if they're permanently down there now.
I don't think
they
are permanent down
there. I don't know. I haven't talked to the Dickens in a while. We need to make a call.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense, though, because why would they go down there now?
Yeah, well.
Too hot?
No.
Well.
I'll go down there.
But yeah, that'll be a good time.
Yeah.
And that's really it. We might be going to Vegas around New Year's, but
really?
Yeah.
Why?
Her mom wants to go.
At New Year's?
Around that time. Like before New Year's, maybe. Like right after Christmas, before New Year's, that gap.
That would be New Year's.
Well, whatever. And then, well, because Elizabeth's brother, Jack, is having a kid around the same time, actually. It was like news they found out.
What's that got to do with Vegas?
He lives in San Diego, so they wanted to go to Vegas and then drive to...
Okay, I get that. I mean, that's...
They like Vegas, and I've never been. Elizabeth's never been, so it'd be another one to knock off the...
Yeah, I mean, hey, if they're going to go, go.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And I think the next thing, obviously, Mom's got her Denver trip coming up for her nurses' conference.
You're not going to that?
My air quote, nurses' conference. She's got that on Denver.
Are you going?
I'm not.
I'm sad.
No. Oh, look at that sign on the back of there for the Baltimore game. Did you see that?
No.
Ocean City.
Oh.
You're killing me. I'm so happy. I'm hitting up all the beaches, man. I've been to Ocean City. We were just in Padre, and I'm about to go essentially Myrtle Beach.
You couldn't get time off to go to Denver? That's a neat town.
I know, but here's the problem with that. We looked at it, and then we forgot we are going to Pittsburgh with Uncle Chuck and Aunt Debbie to a Pirates game. Well, so
I don't know. I would find a way.
No, I wouldn't do that. And I don't want to take... And again, just went to Padre Island, and I want to take a vacation later in the year. We're talking about Hilton Head, so...
Oh, geez.
Yeah, so... All right, we were talking a little sports. We got the Orioles and the Yankees on. It's been a pretty good series, although we're down 0-2, but the games have been pretty competitive in this. Top two teams in the AL East battling it here at 0-0 in this one. But, of course, the big thing right now is... the Maple Leafs and the Bruins, and I watched the first game they won. That's it. I've only watched one game. I can't do it. I cannot. Mom asked me tonight. It's a 3-2 series, and she's like, "Are you not going to watch the next one?" I said, "I don't think I can do it. I just don't think I can put myself through that."
I told you. I don't know what came on. I got the alert yesterday that they were on, and I'm like, you know what? Screw it. They were tied 1-1. Watch the rest of the game. They won in overtime.
I don't think I can do it. I'm so...
Again, I saw the fans after we scored that goal in overtime last night. They look like they were shell shocked because
I'm sure
of what
they did. Who wouldn't be?
Because what happened last year.
Yeah. Who wouldn't be?
Oh, we have a visitor coming.
Uh-oh. Straighten up, fly right.
I left my keys in the pocket and they got to go get ice cream. Boo.
Who's all going? Okay.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah. Yep, that's the play. So, where were we? Oh, the hockey game.
The Maple Leafs.
Yes. Yes. So, the fan, again, last year they lost a 3-1 lead to Florida.
No, we beat Florida. We won in the first round.
Yeah, we won. No. I'm talking the Bruins.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they blew a 3-1 lead against the Panthers.
Well, again, I don't know.
I understand where you're coming from. I'll be sucked in.
I'll be watching game six.
Well, it'll be at home, too.
I know. Well, they haven't played very well at home.
I
told Mom what's going to happen. They'll win game six, and then they'll go to Boston and get their doors blown off 5-0.
My friend Richard and I were talking about it today at work. It's like the Islanders, their fans are in the same boat, too, except that, you know, they won a Stanley Cup in the 80s or 70s.
Oh, no, they won them in the late 70s.
Yeah.
Early 80s, mid-80s.
They're in the same boat. They look terrible against Winnipeg.
No, I thought...
Not Winnipeg.
No, Winnipeg's out.
The Carolina, my bad.
Yeah,
Carolina.
Winnipeg's out, too.
Yeah, Winnipeg also lost.
So, yeah, but yeah, we'll be watching that. Yeah, the NFL draft, I didn't pay too much attention.
I didn't watch any of that this
year. Although I'm pretty happy the Steelers got offensive linemen, got a linebacker, got a wide receiver, so I was pretty happy with what they did. But I didn't watch hardly any of it.
I didn't watch any of it this year.
I didn't. Oh, here's the... Okay.
I watched it last year because it was in Kansas City.
All right. Let me get mad.
Okay.
Now, Mom and I, we had it on for a little bit. We're flipping back and forth between that and the Yankee game. Chicago Bears take Caleb Williams with the first pick.
Yeah.
Everybody on God's green earth knew that this was going to happen. So why in the world, when they go to the Chicago War Room, where all their executives are, they all start hugging each other, high-fiving, kissing, slapping backs and stuff. What are you doing? You knew this is what you were doing. If this was for TV, that's the dumbest ass thing I've ever seen. I mean, why on God's green earth are they hugging each other, high-fiving each other? You knew you were picking the guy.
Well, because it's on paper now.
But who cares? You knew you were picking him.
Do you work?
There's no reason to be hugging like, oh, this is it. He fell right in our lap. Yeah, the first pick. You knew you were taking him.
Well, hold on. Do you work in the NFL?
No.
Do you understand what they got to go through to get their picks?
Stay fair. Stay fair. Stay fair.
That's gone.
Yeah, baby. Ring him up. Go Oswaldo.
You were just talking about how he hasn't been hot.
He hasn't been hot. He struggled. But they knew they were taking him.
Okay, maybe it was because they had the cameras on him. They saw the light go red and they had to jump up and down.
Well, it's just stupid. Don't do that.
Oh, look where it got stuck.
In the fence.
It got in the corner of the foul. I've never seen that.
That's so sick.
I've never seen that. Nope. That's
all the baseball I've watched, I've never seen that.
That's
it
going
actually
in the books.
Got stuck.
In the fence.
In the fencing on the foul pole.
Wild.
And the usher took it. Yeah, give it to somebody. That is hilarious. I have never seen that.
Wow.
They got to have a slow motion of that where it gets caught in that thing. There's the ball right there. That is unreal.
Oh, wait a minute. Are they reviewing it now?
They may be reviewing it. Let's see.
Hold on. That's wild.
There's the Ocean City sign. And it's...
That's fair.
Oh, that's right
fair.
In the foul. That's right in right the fencing
it.
Of it.
Yeah.
That is unreal. It got stuck in
Bubba.
The fencing.
That's so cool.
Wow. That's pretty good. But get me back to the... Stop hugging each other. You know that's who you're taking. I don't need to see that
stuff. Last time the Bears been good? Ditka?
Yeah, when they won in 85 with McMahon.
They'll cheer over anything.
But you don't act like you didn't know you were not taking him.
They've been starving for a while.
Oh,
they need
David,
something.
You had a way to go bing bong button from the kicking and screaming movie.
Oh,
yeah. Ditka, that would have been hilarious.
Oh, my God. That movie's hilarious.
What movie?
Sid to love that movie.
With
kicking
Will
and screaming.
And Ditka.
Yeah, the soccer movie with the kids.
Movie.
How come I never saw that?
Mike Ditka and Will Ferrell.
I'm telling you, I've not
seen
it.
Oh, it's a classic.
What's it called?
Kicking and Screaming. Sitha loved that movie.
It was one of her favorites.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's the sports thing. Now, let me ask the two of you, and God Almighty, David, I'm praying upon prayer that you would not say yes to this.
Uh-oh.
Have you seen these jeans?
What?
That it looks like you've peed yourself and they're selling them?
No.
Have you seen these?
What the hell
are
you
talking
about?
Okay. It's this, I can't think of it. It was our cool question of the day.
What's
it
called?
It was the most responded cool question we've ever had in the history of the cool question of the day.
I'm pulling up the World Wide Web.
Okay. There are these jeans. They're $500.
Holy crap.
If you go to our website.
I just Googled jeans that look like you peed yourself.
Yes. This was
pee-stained denim jeans.
$500.
Wet pants denim. There's a website.
There you go.
Listen, if it's not made with real piss, I don't want it.
Wet look, dry feel. This is like a Jim Leahy product.
Not about this guy. It's another. It's a fashion designer in England.
$75 to make you look like you pissed.
No.
They have a white jean that looks yellow.
Oh.
Bet it. What?
Don't turn them around. Does it have a brown stain?
You never know.
Go to our website, WNKO.com, and you're going to have to, our Facebook page. You'll scroll down. I want you to see these jeans that are $500 freaking dollars. So I simply asked, is this the dumbest thing you've ever seen? And it was our most responded to question ever for the cool question of the day. Please tell me neither one of you would buy jeans that have a big old
wet spot. I'll spend $250 on shoes. I won't spend $500 on jeans, first off. And if they had pee stains on them.
Well, wet. I mean, it's obviously not actual pee, but it looks like it. It looks like you pissed yourself.
I don't buy new clothes to begin with, so.
And you just wear your pee stained clothes.
No, I'm just saying I'm never going to buy these pants because I don't buy new clothes
but
to begin with.
But is that the dumbest thing
it
you've
is.
Ever
of
seen?
Course it is. What are we coming to?
I'm just telling you, somebody's buying them. It's $500 damn. You got to scroll down to it's like last Friday or something. I can't remember.
Like I just.
But wait till
you
see
understand.
This. It's unfreaking real. Keep going. I'm looking as he's scrolling here on our. There it is. Right. Look at that. That is what people are buying.
I don't need to
describe it to you, Justin. It's literally just jeans that look like there's a pee stain on both sides.
On both sides.
Yeah. Again, it's like a Jim Leahy pant. All the episodes, he's pissed himself.
I just don't understand why anybody would want to wear those.
Thank you. Because I was afraid one of you might go, oh, that's pretty cool.
It does. It has a
David, don't. Don't you dare.
No, it has 140 likes and stuff. That is your most.
Oh, I said it's the most. I think like 70 people commented on it.
Why would you think that who, like, okay, I understand the weirdos out there. Why would you think your son would want to wear a pair of jeans that makes it look like you pissed yourself? Like, what would you tell people? Let's say if you go to a bar, right? And you're talking to a girl and she looks down and she's like, did you piss yourself? No, honey, I paid $500 for these jeans. What are you talking about? Get cultured, you stupid. And listen.
Look, he's getting fired up. I love it.
This
is your generation right here.
Yeah, it is. But at the same time, I've never seen somebody wear. I wasn't aware of this.
I wasn't either.
This is idiotic.
It's the dumbest thing. Again, the cool question. This is the dumbest thing you've ever seen.
What's the top comment?
Oh, there's some funny comments on there.
What's the top comment?
There's some. Oh, I don't know how you do top comments. I don't know nothing about that. I just comments. There was a lot of them.
Like, also, where's the idea come from? What, did you feel bad that you were walking around pissing your pants all the time?
Let me tell you something. Just in my mind, I think the designer maybe one day had a little boo-boo.
And he was like, I don't want to be left out. I don't want to make... It's like a cover-up story when he's out in public. Oh, good. Everybody's
wearing
this.
Yeah, you think he was at like a fashion show in Milan and he pissed himself by accident? He's like, no.
Fashion!
That's what I'm saying. Actually, I spent a lot of time thinking about how I designed these jeans, and they are perfect. They are Japanese denim, okay?
I mean, well,
authentic pee stains.
I don't understand people. I swear to you, I cannot wrap my mind around. Well, here, you all know how I feel about the ripped jeans. That even drives me crazy.
I don't like, ripped jeans.
That drives me crazy.
It also is just
y'all paying $100 for a pair of ripped jeans.
Yeah.
I don't get that crap.
I mean, hey.
We never owned ripped jeans.
No, I'm not
saying you did.
Actually, I saw a viral TikTok the other day where a grandpa saw his granddaughter with ripped jeans and he started pulling out his cash and was like, how much to get you a new pair? Like, literally.
Oh, here's that home run again.
Yeah.
Doink! Bammo!
That's
no, they didn't even catch it, but still.
I mean, I cannot wrap my mind around.
Remember, our generation has dealt with the Tide Pod Challenge.
Yeah.
The Cinnamon Challenge. The Tide Pod Challenge.
No, what's the Cinnamon Challenge?
Where you eat a spoonful of cinnamon. And
on camera.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, people choke on cinnamon. Because you can't swallow cinnamon. You can't. Your body rejects it.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, that was a challenge.
So, yeah, people would just, for like, it was forever, just people would just film themselves taking a spoonful of cinnamon to the mouth and then...
drinking a gallon of milk. That's a whole thing.
Or that one I heard.
A whole Sprite banana.
Yeah, Sprite and banana.
What?
Like, yeah, again, our generation does stupid...
What?
Yes.
If you eat a banana and then chase it with Sprite, it will make you vomit.
We're part of the generation of the Kia boys, okay? We have a lot of stuff going on. A lot of people our age were not raised properly.
Correct.
This is a generation where it's very, very weird times in terms of how you were raised and who you turn out to be as a
look
person.
Right over at your brother. He ate a ghost pepper one time, didn't you, Justin, in school?
I did do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I don't know if I'd do that in school, but.
I mean, yeah. I just, this whole thing here, though, with the gene thing.
It was a bet. I won something in that bet. You can't say no. Come on. He challenged
he's
me.
He's rationalizing it.
Yeah, that pee genes thing was
I
just,
wish I can get that out of my head and not know those existed. Honestly.
Because what's the world coming to, man?
Yeah.
They're crazy. That's what, and look, you're bringing a little one into the world.
That's what I'm thinking about. Just come home for me, Daddy. I'd really love a pair of piss-stained jeans. No.
No.
Everybody's wearing them, Dad.
Except for you. That's exactly
cool.
What I'd say.
Are you everyone?
Yep. Except for you. That's exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you could always give them the faint, what Sito always said. If Mike and Brian jumped off the Eiffel Tower, would you jump off with them? Well, if you keep nagging me on Mike.
Yeah, gosh.
I don't know if they make it.
Did they parachute?
Did they make it?
That's fake. She always used to say it was always Mike. If Mike and Brian did that, yeah, Mom, I think I will. I like them.
They asked me.
Exactly. Yeah. Ride or die. Homie said he needed a help.
Yeah. I mean, I'm good with that. Oh, so there you are. That's what we'll leave you with. Everybody go check it out. Jeans.
Yep, just look up jeans that make you look like you pissed yourself.
Pissed yourself.
Yeah. You can't. I don't. If you buy that, I have no respect for you.
I'm with you 100%. You're not going to get one bit of argument out of
me. Even if you buy the $75 ones, there's still so many things you could spend $75 on.
Literally anything else. Why would you just buy? There's no point. There's no point buying them. You're the problem if you are.
Yeah, that's terrible. I'm
I like David's scenario. Go up to a hot girl bar.
Yeah.
And you're wearing them jeans.
No,
that's a don't-y-don't, dude.
That's exactly right.
That's a dummy don't. If you're buying the damn jeans.
That's right.
Or if you're thinking about buying jeans that happen to look like you pissed yourself.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. That is freaking ridiculous.
There's your Tony don't. I forgot all about that.
And I like clothes and fashion and stuff.
Yeah, that's why I said you made me. That's why I was a little bit nervous about bringing that up.
No, that's
you're the fashionista.
Yeah, that's I'm not a fashionista, but that's terrible.
It is when it comes to shoes.
Well, I do like my shoes.
You are Justin. I noticed. Is that a new pair you have over there?
I've had those for. Like a month and a half now.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I forgot all about the Donny don't. There it is.
Yeah, that's bad.
Do not buy the piss stained jeans, please. Don't take them home.
If you have any self respect,
don't buy. Although, no, don't buy them for somebody. Don't do anything.
That's not even a gag gift.
No. Yeah,
that's kind of funny.
No, because you're out 75. Yeah, the cheap ones are 75.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah,
just the
I mean you're out 75.
Don't know where that stain came from.
Wow. Yeah. Again, I'm telling you though. The dumbest thing I've ever seen is the pet rock. This one is right there with it. The pet rock. I never understood that. I mean, just go out and get a rock. But nope, back in the 70s and 80s, that was popular. So.
Oh, it was an actual toy brand name called
the Pet
Rock.
Oh, God, they sold them. Yes, and people bought them.
Oh,
the Pet Rock. The Chia Pet at least did something.
Beanie Babies.
Pet Rock just sat there. And people thought it was cool. Dummy. I swear. Okay, we're done. We'll catch you next week on the Dave Cave. Have a good one.